you know, unless something happens to them in the future. It's just plain laziness. And, you know, I think it's the devil's work when you're lazy. I do. I think it's the devil's mm-hmm. work. And I don't think that the Lord intended to give you good help and let you lay around and not work, make your own way. I'm kind of like one of our presidents was. Don't ask what the country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Uh-huh. And get out and do it.
That's right.
That's the truth.
Like my mother, before she died, she didn't want me to buy her a burying ground. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And she said, if I haven't been worth or haven't contributed to my country enough to afford a 6-foot, just place to put 6-foot box, you know what I mean? She said, I'm not worth burying.
Did you say Gail has children?
Yes, she has 2 little boys. She's the second daughter. She has 2 little boys, and she lives in Decatur. And she has the one that's starts school this year, and one's 2 years old. He's celebrating a birthday, the 4th of August. Mm-hmm. And we're all going down for a cookout this weekend uh-huh. because we have this wedding and so many of these showers and this, that, and the other. I said, we've got to get his little birthday party in there somewhere mm-hmm. or another. I can remember all the birthday parties I think that I give for my children uh-huh. around here.
Oh,
they just had
fun.
A wonderful time.
Well, did the grandchildren like to come up here to the country a lot?
Oh, yes, they're very crazy of the country. Mm-hmm. Their grandmother and grandfather, the of Gail's children, lives out there in Decatur, you know, and mm-hmm. it's not too crowded out there where they live. I think they own half of Decatur, the mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They are an old family of that community. The grandfather's still living, and he's 100 years old
mm-hmm.
and very active there in Decatur. And then my oldest son, he has a little girl that's, she'll be 3 years old in November.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the prettiest little thing you've ever seen in your life, and smart. And they're very strict on her.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think they're a little bit too strict on her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She just has to be so-so. But Daddy, my son that teaches school, he said, Mother, I've seen so many unruly children since they got older. And he says, I don't want Beth to be like that. And I said, I understand. But I think you just have to get in a lot of little meanness by the time you get old enough to start school.
Mm-hmm.
Get all that meanness out, you know what I mean? Then you're able to sit down and listen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I really think that a child learns more. You know, now they think that a child learns more in its earlier years, even before it starts to school, than it does after it's mm-hmm. in school. And I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, she does everything for herself. Oh, she's just got a little mind of her own, you know. She does everything for herself and all. And they're very strict on her and all. Her mother came from South Georgia. She came from a big farm in South Georgia, there in Tifton, where she was raised. And she's just a wonderful little mother. And I'm very fortunate to have her for a daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Are all your children still real close since they moved away?
Oh, yes. We gather here often during the year. Now, Christmas time is a big time for all this family. We gather here. We draw names. We gather here. We exchange little gifts. Mm-hmm. They cannot be expensive. They just to be little gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a little boo-boo gift in there, too, you know, sometimes.
What's that?
Well, one year here, my son gave my oldest daughter a little colored doll.
Mm-hmm.
She had a colored doll back years ago when she was just small. And so they were coming around getting up for the underprivileged children and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this doll was very old. Her aunt had given it to her. She worked in Atlanta at Rich's down there. And she had picked this doll up and gave it to her. And it was a little colored doll. Well, it was so old, I thinks to myself, well, this would just be fine.